Post-game interviews are brought to you by
the Sportsplex at Metuchen, your local indoor sports facility. With leagues and classes, there's also open gym on the courts and turf. Just check their Instagram page for dates and times. Sportsplex at Metuchen.
Mike Pavlichko of Central Jersey Sports Radio, Cap Pastera, New Providence. Coach, defending Group 1 champs, and you're going to go to the semifinals with a big win here. How tough was Mound Brook today?
This is a great Mound Brook team. We got kids that can score. Peyton is a tough cover. Our job is just trying to keep her contained as best we can, get the ball out of her hands. Annie did a great job of kind of doing that. And then the other four girls on the floor just played phenomenal defense. We didn't let them do what they like to do and be comfortable.
12 threes you guys hit in this game. Conover had 6. Is that typical?
She does what the team needs her to do. And today, the three-point shot was, they were giving us that. And thank God they were going in.
Congratulations on the championship, Coach. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you later at Jersey Mike's. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Here with Annie Conover at 26 points unofficially, 6 three-pointers in the game. Just a tremendous effort. First off, congrats. What's it feel like to be champs again?
Thank you. It feels so good just to get another win with this team. We worked so hard in practice. And we've been playing together since we were in the fourth grade. So, just to do big things like this with these girls means so much.
You guys led this one almost wire to wire, but you had to have in the back of your minds Bound Brook was down 17-2 in their game against Roselle Park, the state's top scorer, and by halftime had a double-digit lead. How much was impressed upon you to keep your feet on the gas pedal in this game?
Yeah, we knew they're a team that can obviously score the ball, especially their biggest threat on offense, so we just... Even in the fourth quarter, we were like, this game's not over, and we just kept playing good defense the whole game. So
you had 6 threes in the game. Your team had 12. Is that a typical night or not so much?
I'd say so if we're all hitting our shots. Everyone on the team can shoot the ball well, and in practice, we shoot every day, so that helps.
And as impressive as your 6 were, Addie Fitzgerald had 3 big ones in the third quarter, and they kind of turned out to be the difference. Turned the tide, took a little bit out of Bound Brook.
Late in the game, we just keep moving the ball and believing in each other, and we knock those big shots down, which helps us succeed. So
best of luck next Wednesday in the semis, and good luck getting to Rutgers, all right?
Thank you.